A snow hole like this would keep you out of the wind.
However, the next thing I need to do is dig a little bit of a pit down. And the reason I do that is that cold air sinks. So I don't want this cold air around me. I want it to go down into what they call a cold well down here. What I want to do now is just block up a bit of this entrance here.
It's tempting to seal the entrance completely to keep the wind out, but that can be lethal.
Okay, what I've done here is just put some of the blocks over the top, and this will all consolidate down. Left a bit of a ventilation hole. I put my hand out here, and it's blowing hard, it's snowing, and this will give it a light covering, but I need to make sure keep putting my hand through, keep that ventilation on. Otherwise, you can suffocate in these things.
Staying hydrated helps keep your body warm. It's tempting to eat the snow, but that would just cool my core body temperature down even more. So what you need to do is melt the snow with your body heat. As soon as you see a break in the weather, you need to get off the glacier, fast. You don't want to be caught in another storm up here.
Well, it's definitely less windy than it was yesterday. It's still pretty windy, but actually, I see the sun over there, which is a good sign.
You'll need to find your way, and you can use the sun.
But in Iceland, the sun doesn't rise in the east and sets in the west. It's more like southeast and southwest. So, that's southeast now. The sun's just come up, means southwest is over there.
Glaciers are full of these ice gullies, and they can be dangerous.
All of this snow here, this is what's called rotten snow, which means it's fallen, it's thawed, and then it's refrozen, so you get this like crust, which is really good for walking on. I can just dig my feet in and get really good holds in it.
But the danger on glaciers are crevasses.